Tonight, I'd like to express my gratitude for the hymns that we have and for the so many ways that science teaches us to use the truth that God has given us. Mrs. Eddy makes several references to right motive, having the right motive, and here are a few of them. She says in Science and Health, a right motive has its reward. A wrong motive involves defeat. Working and praying with true motives, your Father will open the way. This week I've been led to really think about this and to ask always, if we want healing, what is the motive? Is the motive to honor God's allness, to show forth that this claim is not of God? And praying along those lines, the hymn 324 came to thought. And I just wonder how beautiful a summary of pure motives the words are. It speaks to God, take my life and let it be consecrated to thee. I'm not going to read all of it, but everything about it is saying, take my life, my feet, my lips, my voice. And I just was so appreciating what all this means. Let everything I do with everything I have be an honor to God's allness. This is what was coming to me. To think that I want to have a good life, just to show that God is here, he's given us all the good, and is to honor his name. I want to be free of pain so that I can do what I need to do to glorify God's name. Right employment so that I can use my talents to bless and to honor God. My voice, my lips, to speak and to sing all for his glory. And my legs, my arms, my feet, everything, to be active, to demonstrate health, again, to the glory of God. And to see correctly, also, to appreciate what he has done and to give him all the glory. Just thinking this way affirms so clearly how much it's right to have the right motive, the honoring of God's allness, instead of so much the selfish, sometimes, ways that we seek to be well, just to be comfortable materially. And I feel that the more I pray this way, this right motive, the way it's summed up in this hymn, is so selfless. And the fact that it just so honors God's allness and his power and his presence just makes it so beautiful that Mrs. Eddy points out that when we pray that way, we get the results, we get the rewards, which are so much blessings of health, good experiences that we can share and have others also see it and bring them to the Christ. I am so grateful for all that I'm learning. Every time, every day, something else comes up through Christian Science to just bless the experience in Christian Science. I'm just so grateful for all of it. And I'm happy to be here tonight.